Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin, Texas country is 95.9. Eric Raines hanging out. Honored to have, we got live studio guest in today. Timothy Howells, first of all, welcome to the studio.
What's up? How are you, man?
Timothy, I was supposed to meet you during South by Southwest. You guys were nice enough to play our showcase, but I didn't get to make it. But here we are, and you guys in studio. Is this full band? Are you missing one person?
We're missing two.
Oh, really?
Kind of a big outfit. Yeah, there's six of us normally. Got four in the studio.
Four in the studio. Everybody, who's? Tell us who's in your band, first of all.
Yeah, this is Sammy on mandolin and vocals. This is Tylen on guitar, Travis on keys and singing harmonies, and yep, I am Timothy.
Timothy, at least talk about your past before we talk about your future. You probably hate explaining the story of Tim Lopez and the plain white tees. You probably want to move forward with that, but for people that may not know your story, talk about that.
Yeah, I don't hate talking about it. I still play with the plain white tees, so I've been with those guys for 20 years. Certainly not trying to like leave that behind. In fact, it still pays all my bills.
Sure.
So we'll prop it up. Plain White Tees has been a good gig for me. But yeah, this is my band here. Been what guys like 2 years in out here in Dripping Springs in Austin area.
And the name changed during COVID. I'd read this in maybe People Magazine online.
Sure.
What made you decide to maybe reach out and branch out a little bit?
I mean, the name change is just kind of a play on my last name. My last name being Lopez means wolf in Latin. So we went with like a howls.
Like I like that.
Howling
I wolf like it.
Kind of thing. And yeah, I mean, I feel like to kind of hide behind a moniker is cool. Like, you know, if people look it up, they're certainly going to find all
a all lot of artists have done that over the years.
Yeah. I mean, I started writing country music, I guess it's kind of like country Americana during COVID, partially with what we were talking about earlier, where when with the shutdown, like, you know, no one touring and half your income disappearing, I was like, man, I got to start writing more. I got to be more prolific and thought, you know, I'm going to branch out stylistically too and see if, you know, maybe there's another artist that wants to cut a song that I write here. And as soon as I started sharing those songs around with friends, they're like, dude, let's just have a band, you know?
So sure.
That was kind of the kickoff point for this project, and still doing a lot of co-writing and, you know, hopeful for another cut. I honestly just got a really random one with Rob Thomas, which feels cool, but not in the vein that I was thinking. You know, I was aiming country, and then we ended up writing together and
Rob That's Thomas, of course, for people who don't know, Matchbox 20, and he's branched off many times. And
totally.
I mean, even from recording with Willie in one of his big hits. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Rob Thomas.
That guy crushes it.
Yeah.
We toured with him with Plain White Tees. And after touring with him, you start to realize how much Rob Thomas permeates your life. You know, you'll be in Home Depot and hear Rob Thomas. You're at a restaurant. It's Rob Thomas. It's like, he's the soundtrack of everything.
Absolutely.
That guy's mailbox checks have to look ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned COVID for artists and musicians. You guys were the first to go away. You know, everybody, the careers. And I always say it too, it's not just the musicians and artists, the singers and the songwriters. It was also all the infrastructure that was a part of that. So to try to figure out the hustle, and, you know, that was real for a lot of a lot of the people in the industry. So the first to go away and the last to come back. So yeah. Trying to figure out the hustle, were you guys collectively doing the videos where you would, you know, do a show online and, oh. and those hearts and claps was all you got?
Yeah.
Did that get old quickly?
I did a little bit of that myself, sitting in my living room, and it didn't last long. I hated it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the same, it doesn't feed you in the same way.
No, you know? On many levels.
And then, yeah, I mean, it got scary when you just didn't know, you know, when things were going to open back up. As far as the internal dialogue with the band, it's like, you know, people had different opinions about when they felt comfortable going back and playing shows. And then you saw like people blaming bands for super spreader events, and it just came with so much
weight. And they're just trying to feed their families.
Totally.
You know, it seems like a lifetime ago. It was only 5 years ago. I just remember one of the things I remember the most, and I kept saying, I still to this day, some of those first shows when you guys got to start playing again, how much people love music. How much as a fan we went, oh man, I hope we don't lose this feeling. And here we are 5 years later, and I feel like we're still in kind of the, we look back and remember how bad that was and how we took for granted our industry out there. But here we are 5 years later, and you guys are playing tonight, or you're playing Saturday night.
Yep, tomorrow.
At Hotspot.
Yep.
Which I tell everybody, there's a lot of great venues here in the capital area city. Cedar Park and the Hotspot's one of the, I mean, as far as parking, the venue there, the production there, that really cool studio right next to it, that's an incredible venue.
Yeah, we love it up there. We've actually made good friends with the engineers out there and the
that's
owners
smart.
Out
that's
there.
That's very smart.
I mean, it happened really organically.
Yeah.
But we've been recording out there. And yeah, I usually can hit them if there's a show I want to open. They're usually quick to throw us on it. So it's been a good relationship and love those guys.
Saturday night, John Michael Montgomery, who you said it, you mentioned Rob Thomas as a soundtrack. John Michael, 90s, man, that was, he had such massive, I call them dance floor killers. Like, you know, you had to play through four or five. I worked at a bar for a while as a DJ, imagine that. And you had to play four or five of his songs a night. They were part of the soundtrack. And he's on his farewell tour, and you guys are going to get to be a part of that one.
So stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great artist. It is, it's an honor to do the last show he's playing in this area. So, and I think, there's a couple tickets left. We were just up there talking to those guys yesterday. I think it's almost sold out already. So if you want to come, better jump on it.
All right. We got we got a mando, a couple guitars, and the first keyboard in our 95.9 Texas Country studio. I mean, for the keyboard player to actually bring a keyboard in, that's tough. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I mean, it's really easy for an artist to come in with his guitar and go, here's my songs, take them or leave them. So when you bring the whole band, thank you. Or at least most of the band.
Yeah.
Drums.
Kept the drum kit out
here. Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure the stations down the hall do. Play us a song and tell us where this song came from before you play it.
All right. This song is called Drinking About You. It was kind of one of my first stabs at writing a drinking country song. So a little play on words. It's a fun one.
Cool.
Here we go. Ready, boys? It's only 12 steps to the next bar. You're probably two-stepping in his arms. I need a heavy pour for a heavy heart. I'm a drunken sailor with no North Star. It's been 7 hours and 16 days. And all the bartenders know me by name. Captain Morgan helps to ease the pain. But this Mai Tai umbrella won't stop the rain. I got my beer, got my whiskey, got my rum and my coke. I've been picking up the pieces of this heart that you broke. Oh, throw me a rope, 'cause darling, I've been sinking without you. More margarita, senorita, honey, run up the bill. Since you left me, I've been empty and I can't get my fill. Oh, I can't stop drinking about you. Now I'm three sheets to the wind and I'm thinking about you again. I got a voice of reason and a voice of sin,
But the devil, he always wins. I got my beer, got my whiskey, got my rum and my coke. I've been picking up the pieces of this heart that you broke. Oh, throw me a rope, 'cause darling, I've been sinking without you. More margarita, senorita, honey, run up the bill. Since you left me, I've been empty and I can't get my fill. Oh, I can't stop drinking about you. I went from daydreaming with you to daydrinking alone. From moonlight walks to moonshine shots in the cold. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Got my beer, got my whiskey, got my rum and my coke. I've been picking up the pieces of this heart that you broke. Oh, throw me a rope, 'cause darling, I've been sinking without you. More margarita, senorita, honey, run up the bill. Since you left me, I've been empty and I can't get my fill. Oh, I can't stop drinking about you. It's only 12 steps to the next bar.
Yeah. Timmy Dowles and his great band live in our 95.9 Texas Country Studios. It's a good song. How you met?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's in studio that you guys were over the hotspot in the studio. And then I think earlier this week, you and I were on a text thread. You are in the studio right now. So new music as we speak being recorded? Or
yeah, we are. We're working on a debut album. Probably going to be an EP first. But the material for an album is almost finished.
Which is always interesting to me because when I was a kid, EP meant extended play. But nowadays it means shorter songs,
yeah,
right?
I know. I mean, it's a weird one with streaming. You're just trying to figure out how to get the most out of each track. You got people like Zach Bryan dropping 36 songs.
Yeah.
You know, Morgan Wallen doing the same thing. And those guys are just machines out there in Nashville cranking them out. So for me, it's probably just about splitting up, you know, the multiple releases so that you can drum up more attention, you know.
But, well, being a part of the Plain White Tees, Grammy nominations, all that, I mean, the industry's changed and then lacked the last 3 to 5 years. It continues like a moving target. So
Yeah. There
are some artists that still do a full album. You know, most of the time they got a little support behind them. Or, you know, it's weird to me that cassettes are coming back now as like a thing. But yeah, there's a lot of artists who just 3 to 5 songs and just see what sticks and pull in their fan base.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have it figured out.
Yeah.
I feel like most people don't.
They don't.
Because the labels own a lot of the streaming services and stuff. So it's just hard to figure out how to. I mean, I'm not on TikTok, I must confess. And my manager's like, dude, you need a TikTok account. I'm like, gosh, dang it. I'm too old for that thing, you know? But dude, you have one?
I have one.
Let's go.
It's weird because I feel like I'm too old for it, because TikTok started off as, it's called Musical.ly, and our kids were all on it and they were just lip syncing songs.
Yeah.
Then it turned into a whole thing during COVID where all the adults were bored and we all gravitated to, you know, then we had to be influencers and you couldn't just be an artist. You had to have all your accounts out there and be a part of that. And now you got artists that are getting signed out of TikTok
become
right.
Yeah. I mean,
they figure if you have 1 million followers,
you're a safe bet.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe not a safe bet for the club scene and putting butts in seats, which is what you started off wanting to do, but maybe bringing people to buy your product. But that doesn't mean you're going to be great live.
That doesn't oftentimes feed the artist either.
Correct.
You know, like the game is to have a good live show and to bring people, like you said, put butts in seats. I think this band's taking a much more old school grassroots approach, which is just to get in front of as many people in a live setting and just knock them down. You know?
Well, I wasn't there for South By. And of course, down the hall, your buddy Brad.
We crushed it.
Yeah, Brad Booker, who, of course, he was like, hey, man, I got some friends. They want to do this. My friend Tim. And he introduced me and I didn't get to talk to you. It was all on text.
Yeah.
He even said, you know, my buddy Tim crushed it. He was the artist. But that's what I heard from everybody, that you guys did crush it.
Oh, cool.
It
was really fun.
The publicity, I drive to work and I see your name every day.
Oh, you got the billboard in your path?
No, it's not just a billboard. It's one of those electronic billboards.
Right.
I've seen your name for the last 2 to 3 months, and it's with the Smithereens now. Is that a single, or are y'all playing with the Smithereens?
Yeah, we'll play that one next. That's going to be our first single.
Right.
That drops on the 13th, so in about a week. Music video coming with it, so...
So billboard media clearly works.
It's cool that you tied it together. I mean, you know me,
sure.
So it's, you know, we'll see. I watch the streaming numbers. I don't know how much billboards work, but I'll take the name recognition.
It's working for me.
But yeah, I guess.
Well, I knew you going in.
Look at you in a seat of power.
I did think it was cool. I'm like, Brad, but at first when I saw it, I thought y'all were playing with the Smithereens.
Ah, yeah.
But that's a single coming out.
Yep.
Or one of the new songs you're working on.
Yeah, first single that we're dropping. Cool one. These guys, I met them all through our church here in Austin. And this song was a very... I've never gotten a song this way. Travis started this songwriting project for the church where he was taking people's testimonies that were... how would you describe, like,
challenging,
real? Heavy, very real.
Yeah.
And he gave me a list of them and he was like, pick one of these and write a song for one of these folks that goes to our church. And the one that I chose, the woman had just had so much loss and death in her life, her husband, her son. And so I was sitting there going, how do I write something that's appropriate for a church setting, reading down her testimony? And she actually had the most beautiful outlook on life. She had figured out how to just, you know, be grateful for the time that she had with these people, the impact on her life. And I read it and I was like, I would be so bitter and drunken probably, you know, if that happened to me. And so I wrote this song. It's like a pretty angry, almost like the bitter side of grief. And I sent it to him, and he was like, dude, we can't play that at church.
But we can play it in our band.
We can play it in our band. And I love the song. It's honestly one of my favorite songs I've ever written.
Right.
And I would not have gotten it if it wasn't for this assignment that I never would have thought I would get, like, this type of tune out of.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you before you play it. Did you play it? Does she know of this song?
She's never heard it.
Right. Maybe she's hearing it for the first time and doesn't know of it?
Okay. Maybe so. I ended up writing a different song
for
her, and that it got played at the church, and it was great, too.
Sometimes sometimes the most interesting prompts in life turn into some of the greatest songs.
Yeah, man. I'm grateful for this one.
And it's called?
This is called Smithereens.
All right.
Where are you now? That I'm crying out to you in desperation. Does the sound of your broken-hearted son cause you any hesitation? 'Cause I wanna burn like a midnight cigarette, thrown in a field of dry brush, gonna set fire to the world and pour on gasoline. I got a heart filled with dynamite, holding the fuse to the flame, and I might blow this whole damn place to smithereens. Is no one listening? Well, I used to glow like the summer sun in Texas in a heat wave, but now I'm cold like a dying star that's sinking in the ocean like a stone. 'Cause I wanna burn like a midnight cigarette, thrown in a field of dry brush, gonna set fire to the world and pour on gasoline. I got a heart filled with dynamite, holding the fuse to the flame, and I might blow this whole damn place to smithereens. Can someone help me, please?
Just two times, guys.
Midnight cigarette thrown in a field of dry brush, gonna set fire to the world and pour on gasoline. I got a heart filled with dynamite, holding the fuse to the flame, and I might blow this whole damn place to smithereens. Is no one listening? Is no one listening? Is no one listening? Is no one listening?
Yeah, that's good stuff right there. Timothy Howells. And do you have a name of the band? Is just Timothy Howells?
The Timothy Howells Band.
He's got a good band, too. Good sound.
Yeah, they're great.
I like this. I like what y'all got going on here. Thanks. And, of course, that neither one of the songs you played are out yet, right?
Drinking About You is out, and Smithereens is out on the 13th of this month. Okay. So, very soon.
That's pretty good. I like that. And you'll be playing some of those, if not all of them, tomorrow night when you guys open up for John Michael Montgomery over at the Hotspot in Cedar Park.
Come on out.
And I'm acoustic guitars in studio, but you are plugged in. You are.
Oh, we are a slamming rock country band.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be great. We're going to be loud.
As far as fitting into the scene, talk about that, because I've always told artists that, you know, I got the look when I asked that, because it is a clique, this scene that we have here, and sometimes it's a fraternity in getting in and trying to figure out where you fit in with music. Now, good music is good music. I would say this is great music.
Thank you, man.
And just trying to, okay, coming from a different background, but we want to fit in. Talk about that and what that's like for an artist.
Yeah, I mean, I'm finding that the doorway is writing partnerships. And that's something that I've just kind of started. I've got a write with Josh Abbott coming up. Just wrote with John Bauman. I love him. If you guys don't know those artists, they're phenomenal. Great Texas artists. Jonathan Terrell, I don't know if you know him. I wrote with him, got a great song with him recently. And then as far... I really don't know. We've been, like I said, we're friends with the guys at the Hotspot. We've been getting a lot of opening gigs for national acts. And like the response has been so good when we're opening for those kind of like a little bit more pop country.
Sure.
Even though we kind of bring almost like a fusion of Americana, a little bit of like rock like that last song, a little bit of just pop country stuff. The response from the crowds has been great. So I really don't know how it's going to work out fitting in. I would love for this project to start off breaking out of Texas, which means being close with a lot of the Texas guys, get out, play some shows, and start branching outward from Texas. We don't have national touring plans right now, but I want to take over Texas with this band. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. Working the scene for and working on the scene for a long time, it's interesting to watch the dynamics of it. I mean, at one point, nobody wanted to go to Nashville. It was all Texas. Yet you had to do all your business in Nashville, you know, from publishing to recording. Now we have a lot of that in Austin. It's a little different now because it all has melted. And there are some success stories that start here and quickly move. I mean,
yeah,
which is nice to see. And because of the Co Wetzels and the Cody Johnsons and the Parker McCollums of the world, who started here and then boom, they're getting some national love. There's a lot more eyes that are on this community of music than there were even maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, those are arena bands right now.
Big time. You
know, they're crushing. And yet Austin has a great little thing that they're cultivating, with BMI being here and doing a lot of like writer showcases.
Love Mitch.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. He's a friend. I like Mitch a lot. Yeah, I'm Big Loud being here. I mean, it's growing here. I think people are seeing that the scene here is powerful with or without Nashville.
Absolutely. At the end of it, it is about the relationships you make and some of the songwriters from Abbott to Bauman to Jonathan. But at the end of the day, you've got to have a good song. And you just played two great songs to me. So best of luck to you guys
because
I see something great coming out of this, regardless if it's a side project in the meantime or you're just having fun.
We're taking over the world.
Yeah, or taking over the world, which is, the common theme for everybody. Tomorrow night, that'd be Saturday evening, Hotspot in Cedar Park. I always say, if you haven't been out there, it is one of the best, if not the best venue. It's not even in Austin. And no offense to Austin venues, but as far as production, parking, being able to bring your family, and Hotspot's a great place to see.
Yeah.
And get on
Can't
out
wait.
There.
Tomorrow night's going to be great.
And shows in the future, people want to get a hold of you guys and go see where you're at, where can they find your music and find you guys or your touring schedule?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about, no TikToks. Go to Timothy Howells on Instagram. I've got a website. You can check dates. I'll be posting there.
Yeah. Are you on the gram?
I'm on the gram.
Are you on the
Kinda.
Gram?
It's like pulling teeth for me.
But at the end of it, you want to work on your music. You don't want to work on your TikTok dance, right?
Yeah. I've been caught up in that with the plain white tees a little bit. Hate it.
Hate it?
I hate it. I can't do it. I'm uncomfortable. It doesn't feel like I'm being my authentic self when I start doing that stuff. So I'm hoping that the show and the songs kind of do the talking for me.
I can imagine that in the late 70s, when they were asking Waylon Jennings or Merle Haggard to do a video of a song, that's what it felt like for them. They're like, I just want to play my music and write my songs.
Right.
It's probably that feeling. I've never been a front man or, to have to or have management tell you, you got to go do these cute little reels and videos. Yeah. We need one a week or at least three across all the multiple platforms when management's trying to get you to do that.
I think if I had somebody
everyone
on
in
staff,
here is shaking their head.
Yeah. I mean, my wife likes that stuff. She's good at it. So occasionally she's like, listen, we're making some content today. But again, it's pulling teeth. I mean, I'll sit down and play through a song on an acoustic guitar. I've tried out a few new ideas on Instagram and just tried to get a vibe, but those are people that follow you already anyway. Yeah. So they're just buttering you up like, it's a beautiful song. And you're like, I mean, you got to get out and play it on a stage and see what the crowd thinks.
You're right. And that's where, when you were however old, when you first got up on stage and got that first applause and said, I need this the rest of my life.
Right.
And we'll never be able to get off the stage. The only unfortunate part about that for me, I find out if I put something on social media and one person says something bad, I'm like, oh no. Screw everybody else that said some great things about it.
It's a brutal forum.
It is a brutal forum. Social media.
People are terrible.
Yeah,
so.
They are. They are.
Not most of them are wonderful, but
well,
there's trolls in there too.
There are people that wake up every single morning and don't have empathy or gratitude in their heart. But clearly, you guys are doing the right thing. I really, first of all, appreciate you coming in here on a Friday, because I know y'all been in studio. Were y'all in studio last night?
Yesterday and last night, yep.
And you're headed back today, or?
No, we went in for one song with Will, who you know, and yeah, we cut the track yesterday, finished it, so that'll probably make the record, I think. We'll see how the mix comes
all
along,
right.
But
fair
it was
enough.
Like a good one.
Thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Best of luck. Can't wait to play more of your music on the radio, because you guys are truly good. I never judge a band by whether their music is good on a CD, 8-track cassette, when they come in or I hear them live. I heard nothing but great things for South By, and having you guys in studio, y'all were great.
Awesome.
So best
Cheers.
Of luck
Thank
to you. Timothy Howells and his great band live in studio right here Saturday night, opening up John Michael Montgomery, or John Michael closing for Timothy Howells. We'll see you over at the Hotspot, live right here with Austin's 95.9 Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.